How do you make ancient artifacts feel relevant in 2020? One prestigious archaeology museum looked at its objects from the Middle East, Africa, and Central America and decided to hire refugees from those parts of the world to work as docents. Immigrants from places such as Iraq and Guatemala take visitors through the museum and connect relics from the distant past to the present. NPR's Netta Ulubi was one of those visitors.
My docent at the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology shows up for our tour wearing a dark green hijab and a radiant smile that warms up the museum's chilly marble halls.
Thank you so much for coming. My name is Mumina Sardar. I'm from Syria.
Sardar immigrated 3.5 years ago with her husband and 5 kids. Back in Damascus, she worked as a lab tech in a hospital. Now she guides visitors through a collection of Sumerian coins and clay tablets that are almost unimaginably ancient.
The oldest artifacts here are 7,000 years old.
In some ways, these docents are extremely traditional, says Kevin Schott. He helps run interpretive programs at the museum.
They get all the regular tour guide trainings. They can tell you all about the ancient history of these artifacts, the archaeological background of them, and things like that.
But these guides also work with professional storytellers to bridge their lives with the artifacts on display, like the fabulous jewelry excavated from the tomb of a powerful Sumerian queen.
I love Queen Puabi because she reminds me with my wedding day and wedding customs and traditions.
Mumina Sardar says Queen Puabi's golden rings and bracelets are not unlike what many Middle Eastern brides wear today.
On my wedding day, guess what? I got approximately about 2 pounds of real gold. So I got that amazing feeling like I'm a queen.
Nearly a dozen other museums have asked about developing similar programs using refugees as docents. And there's already one in place at Oxford University's Anthropology Museum in England. The director of the Penn Museum, Julian Siggers, says his institution owes its existence to artifacts legally excavated in Iraq in the 1800s.
I mean, this is the part of the world where not only do you see the first cities, but you see the first writing, the first irrigation, the first astronomy.
How meaningful, he says, to have docents from Syria and Iraq.
We all have this enormous debt to these cultures of the ancient Near East, and of course this is where they're from, and they're very, very proud of that.
The Penn Museum's 7 global guides, as they're called, also come from Mexico, Guatemala, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's where Clay Katongo's from. He just started working as a docent.
I love this place.
Katongo's taking a group of visitors through the museum's collection of African religious artifacts. He tells them about his main job as a pastor in a West Philadelphia church.
We have in our church a daycare because that area is mostly immigrants. So this way they can make money and live not depending on other people and contribute to the advancement of this country.
One of the big goals of this project was actually to provide jobs for people that are immigrants and refugees.
Ellen Owens, the Penn Museum's Director of Learning and Public Engagement, dreamt up this program with her colleague Kevin Schott. They got a grant in 2017 to kick it off and found their guides through local nonprofits that aid refugees. Schott says the guides work part-time, get paid about $20 an hour, and the museum staff helps them adjust to their jobs.
And I think we often forget all the dumb things we know about having a job in America, like how to get sick time, HR procedures, W-2 forms, like a lot to learn about getting a job. And so one of the things we put in the original grant was to give time to actually train them for some job readiness.
But Schott says the real winner is the museum. The global guides have turned out to be invaluable in translating documents in Arabic and other languages. They've helped curators doing research in Iraq. And a third of visitors now tell the museum they came specifically to tour with a global guide.
This is my culture. This is my story.
Clay Katongo says the tragedies of other countries can sometimes feel as remote as an artifact locked away in a glass case.
You need sometimes to hear the story of someone.
Stories bridging people, countries, and precious items from a past that suddenly feels like something we share. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.